Happy Wednesday evening, or whatever time of day it is for you. It's almost 6 p.m. here on the west coast of the state. Another Wednesday episode with You Have Questions, We Have Answers, where you can submit your own questions to win per email to questions at intelligent-infinity.com. And this is, as usual, a simulcast with a conference call. More people joined in here in the last minute. I welcome each one of you.
Dharmananda.
If you have a chance, please say your name and location.
Dharmananda.
Welcome, Dharmananda.
Hi, Dharmananda.
Hello. Hi, Dharmananda.
Hello.
Jerry.
Hey,
hi. Welcome.
Hi, Yetta.
Yetta.
Hey. Who else?
This is Jane in Pennsylvania.
Good evening,
hi, Jane.
Welcome.
Hi, everybody.
Hi, Jane.
And also Don in Northern Ohio. Hi, Ice. Hi, everybody.
Good evening,
hi,
Don. Welcome.
Hi, Don.
Hi, Yetta.
Hi, Don.
Hey.
Yetta, how do you say hello in Finland? Finnish.
Terve, for example.
Huh?
Terve.
What?
Terve.
Okay, never mind.
that sounds kind of harsh. Hello. All right. Welcome to the next caller. Please say name and location. And the next caller, welcome to you. Please say name and location.
Good evening. It's Wanda from Liebenthal.
Welcome, Wanda.
Hi, Wanda.
Hello, everyone.
I heard Finnish is one of the most difficult languages to learn. Now
yeah,
I believe it.
But I don't think Arabic or Chinese, like, those are crazy.
Yeah, those are the other ones that are really some of the top ones. Chinese,
yeah.
Finnish was one. I can't remember what the other ones were anymore.
English
is the worst. Yeah.
You know, for me, English was so easy to learn until you start living it. And then you figure out all those silent letters and different pronunciations of the same letters. Good evening. Welcome to the call. Please say your name and location.
John from Las Vegas.
Welcome, John.
Hello, John.
Hello, John.
Hello, everyone. Hi. Hello, everyone.
Some people
Jason Yetta speak
thanks,
English better than many Americans I've talked to.
Anyone
someone else
joined
in? Good evening to you. Please say their location.
Hi, it's Janine from Salt Lake City.
Hi, Janine.
Welcome.
Thank you. Feeling ever so much better.
Good.
Yes, it was. I'm still not 100%, but man, I can get up without shaking and.
Welcome
to the call. Your name
and location. I hear an echo. This is Cecil C6C7 from Sunshine Seattle.
Hello,
Cecil.
Hi, family.
There's a long introduction.
That's why I went fast.
Super.
Anyone see that David interview?
All right, and those that are joining in online through BBS Radio, good evening to you. Welcome. Please say, yeah, of course you cannot say your name in the city, well, we won't hear you.
You can say
thanks
it.
For being here. You can say it.
Dharmananda, what were you saying?
Yeah.
What were you saying?
Yeah, I saw it.
See that David Icke interview?
Yeah.
On London Real?
5 hour one that got
it was taken off already.
Got
yeah,
raped.
It's on London Real now.
Oh, okay. Good.
It's on London Real because I got that link through Facebook,
yeah.
But it was dropped out already. It was no longer available.
Is it on London Real?
Oh, no, I have a link for you. See, just send it for me.
Well, that's the one.
To the Icke interview. I emailed her back. Well, this isn't working. I blew it, you know. And so she said, try this link. She sent it.
Oh, okay, cool.
You want me to send it to you?
Yes, please.
Okay.
You two dropped them, but probably nobody else.
That guy don't take
hey, send,
back
send
your
it
power.
To me, too.
Take back
when
your power.
When was the interview done?
Someone else joined in. Good evening. Welcome to the call. Please say your name and location.
Roger in Austin.
Yep. Hi, Roger.
Welcome,
hi,
Roger.
Hi, Roger.
Hi.
Hi, Roger.
Hey, could you send me that link also?
Yeah, you got to give me your email, Hank.
Yeah, it's CecilCserpent@AOL.com.
CECIL?
Yes.
CSEA?
Serpent.
CRPHANT?
No, ENT.
PHENT?
At AOL.
AOL.
No H in it, is there?
No H in it.
CSEA SERPENT. Okay, I got it.
Good evening. Thank welcome you. To the call. Please say your name and location.
Vince, Florida.
Welcome to the call. Well, I'm sorry, you're from Florida. What's your name?
Vince, V-I-N-C-E.
Vin, welcome, Vince.
Vince.
Thanks for being here.
Hi, Vince.
Yes, hello.
Hello, Vin.
And Vince. Someone else joined in. Good evening. Welcome. Please say your name and location. But, of course, only if you want to, we welcome you.
I think that's a win.
Sneaking in the back door.
But, Vin, how did you hear about this? This is your first time you're calling in. Is that correct?
Correct, yes.
Well, how did you hear about it?
Oh, I've read a lot of the material already.
All right.
I'm very interested.
All right.
Anybody see the interview on Coast to Coast last night with John Rappaport?
Listen to it.
I got some questions about that.
Oh, yeah.
It was, about the asteroid and the comet coming in April and May.
That wasn't John Rappaport. That was the other guy.
Yeah.
No, John Rappaport said that, too.
No, he didn't.
No, he didn't. Oh, someone did.
Someone did. It wasn't him, though.
I put
the other guy.
Name in.
The other 2 hours.
Oh, okay. The last 2 hours.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Huh. Oh. Let me see.
Well, thanks for calling in. It's really cool to have somebody anchoring in Florida.
Yes, certainly.
Yeah.
I'm Mary Eileen.
It sounds like Mary Eileen.
Is your name?
Yep.
Oh, hello. Yeah. Hi, Mary.
Welcome, honey.
Is that Phyllis on there?
It is.
Hi, y'all.
Hi.
It's Phyllis from the South End. Yes.
Two 2.5 miles south.
Yeah, but 2.5 miles can do a lot.
Really?
Got chalk and difference. You get a 10-10.
Vince, is your name Vince, V-I-N-C-E?
Correct, yes.
Okay, good. Love to get people's names right.
Yeah, it's going to take us a while to get that. We'll get it eventually.
We'll keep practicing,
We're still working on Yeda from Finland.
Yeah. The hardest time we have people from Finland.
You got to spell it. You got to be careful how you spell it, and the same thing with highs.
Right.
I used to spell just the way it sounds. G-I-J-S.
My father-in-law's name was Vince. Passed away a couple of years ago.
Oh.
I knew somebody
named. That's right, for Vincent.
Right.
Oh.
Correct.
Yeah, I had a son-in-law that passed away with that name, too.
Hmm.
Oh, I get it. That's an easy name. I got it.
Was Vince, he was the, I think, number 5 in a row. Everybody named their son the same name.
Oh, my gosh.
I have several grandchildren who still need to become born with the name Vince.
Yeah. Oh. Do you usually listen to David Icke?
No, I don't.
I see.
Well, I've got 27 grandchildren, Heis.
Wow.
Cool.
Wow.
27.
And 43 great-grandchildren.
Wow. Holy goodness.
You're going to organize them into some kind of something.
Yeah.
You could have a few ball teams there.
Well, if they lived all close together, we could, but they're scattered all over the United States.
Yeah.
Huh. Got five of them in Minnesota. My daughter, Jill, sometimes gets on the phone. Apparently, she's not on tonight.
Right. Are Winter Terry on yet?
No, we're not. I'm going to text him.
Okay. Better do something. Are you still able to answer questions? You can answer questions tonight.
If one or the other is on, then we could get the other one to go in and wake them up.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
If they're both asleep,
they're
I don't know what
we're going to do. If they're both not on, we're out of luck. We'll have to wing it.
Here's somebody. Here they are. Welcome to the call. Would you like to say your name and location?
Yeah, positive greetings, Don, from Sedona. It's Raiden.
Hi, Raiden.
You live in Sedona. Go wake up Terry and
and win.
Well, we're about 15 blocks away.
About 1,500 miles for me.
They're probably at the happy hour. You know where the happy hour is at?
No, they're all closed down. They'd have to be sitting on the ground.
Anyway, you wouldn't know which one.
Mike,
they were all over the place.
Mike, you texted, haven't you?
I have.
They had dozens of happy hour places.
Okay, I'll see if I can get through. I'll call you guys back in a moment.
I'm here.
Terry.
Hello, Terry's here.
Welcome, Terry.
Hi, Terry.
Give me a call. Go wake up when.
Hi, everybody.
Happy Passover.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Thank you.
Yeah.
Well, Raiden's calling. Just a minute.
Yeah, he's telling you to get up.
He's waking you up. He was here already, Raiden.
Did any of you guys see James McCartney's interview?
Second, welcome to the call. Would you like to say your name and location?
Hi, it's Prudy.
Hi, Prudy.
Hi,
welcome to the call.
Prudy.
Hello.
Got another ding also.
Welcome back, Raiden.
Thank you. I think we got Miss Terry on the phone.
Yeah, Terry joined in when you
I'm
went
here.
Out.
There she is.
I heard you say you were going out, but I didn't speak soon enough.
We could get the other half on the line, and it would be ready to go.
Yeah. Well, he knows. He went in his room. He told me he's to say, Terry.
Here he is.
Welcome in.
Hello.
Hi, Will.
Welcome
it
to the show.
On 911.
And Lauren.
Got lots of questions tonight.
Hi, Lauren.
Welcome, Lauren.
Hey, Lauren,
Lauren.
I got a question for Lauren. What about structured water and the device that they sell online? Is that worth getting?
Well, which one?
That's a little.
I got one that has a little triangle at the top.
One of them comes from Natural Action.
In Colorado?
Lauren, do you know Clayton Norty?
Yeah, I do. I haven't been in touch with him in several, 2-3 years. So, but yeah.
Yeah, he's been a good old friend for about 18 years. So I would suggest his products.
But, you guess what?
Yeah.
You're dropping out.
What was his name?
Clayton Nolte.
Clayton Nolte.
Yeah,
I just wrote that down the other day.
Is his product a good one?
Guys, are you on the console?
Yes, I am.
Okay.
You want to get going? 6:12.
Yeah, I'm going. I'm just...
We also had a new caller, another win. Or...
Not win.
Another win?
Vince. Another win.
Vince.
And here's somebody else joined in. Welcome.
Hi, this is Bonnie.
Bonnie
in California.
Hi, Bonnie.
Hi,
Bonnie.
Hello.
Hi, Bonnie.
Hey, when's Dharmananda? I put in a correction to my question. Because I put the wrong name with the person that said what he said on Coast to Coast.
Were you talking about John last night?
Yeah, not John Ravenport. It was the other guy.
The other guy last night.
Yeah. Shepard Ambellus. Yeah.
Terry, did you listen to John Rappaport?
Yeah. I listened to John, yeah.
Scary, huh?
I'm not scared.
No.
Good girl.
There's the goddess.
Okay, Debbie Ensign. Debbie, are you here?
I'm here, Wynn.
Is this a dirty joke you got here?
I don't think so. To be determined.
She can't tell anymore.
I know. I send him the worst ones, and he's the only one I send them to. So, like, oh, God. How bad is it?
It was the Beatles' new song.
Oh, that's cute. Oh, no, that's great. That is funny. But that's
I want to wash my hands.
Yeah, that's cute. But they have all four of them singing. Their mouths are going, you know, and it shows pictures of them washing their hands. It's funny.
Did you guys hear that funny song? It's called Stay the Fuck Inside.
Yeah, that was one of the first ones.
That's really great.
Is that a rap song?
No.
No, it's an old man on the piano.
It. Yeah. It's really cool.
Hey, Wynn, did you listen to what C just sent you? I'm sure she sent it to you about David Icke and what he, with a 5G and the whole thing.
Oh, yeah, I was listening to that today.
Yeah. I was just wondering what, you know, have a listen to it. Discuss it, maybe.
By the way, you know, if any of you come across really controversial videos and you want to save them before YouTube knocks them off,
yeah,
there's an easy way to do that. A free program. It's called Real Player. And it will download the video that's in your, you know, on your screen if you push a button. So look it up if you're interested.
Yeah, because I've sent out a couple of videos and they're gone by the time people open them.
I use Video Download Helper on my Firefox and it works very well.
Mm-hmm. Does that work?
Yeah.
Is that a Firefox program?
I think so. It's an add-on, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Did you say Real Player is for free?
Yeah.
Real Player is for free.
Yeah.
And
and also the other one with the cone, what's it called? VFL.
Good evening. Welcome to the call. Please say your name and location.
Dr. Art, Hampton, Virginia.
Mm-hmm. Hi, Dr. Art.
Hi, Dr. Art.
Hey there.
Hey,
Dr.
Art. I've got a program I'd like to send you that might help your wife.
Oh, yeah. Hey, I appreciate that, man. Who's this?
This is Cecil. I would have to have your email address. Maybe I'll call you and get your email address.
You got my phone number?
Yeah.
I mean, I can give you my email address right now if it's all right.
Go ahead. If it's okay with you.
Dr. Art Franklin, Franklin.
F-R-A. F-R-A what?
N-K-L-I-N, Franklin.
Okay.
1934.
Your birth date.
Yep. @gmail.com. @gmail.com.
My birth date's on 35.
Oh, really?
Mine's on 36.
Now, you guys are just old folks.
I call you guys the wisest folks.
Yeah. I'm telling you.
Let's get the question.
Why, guys?
At least I'm still here.
And someone else, Jordan, yeah. Good evening to you. Welcome to the Wednesday call. Please say your name and location.
Hey, Hayes and everybody. Anna.
Hi, hello, Anna.
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 Hi, Anna.
Hey there.
Hi,
Anna.
Well, aren't you guys excited? The world
yes.
is finally, world is finally waiting for us, right?
Yeah. Why is it? How is it? How is it that it's now? How is it that it's finally?
It's not, they're not waiting for us. They're ready for us.
And the air's clean.
Yeah,
and there's nothing to do at home.
Yeah, except what?
Oh, there's plenty to do at home.
Exactly.
Yeah,
what?
You can bake cookies. You can work in the garden.
I saw a funny thing the other day on a cartoon. It showed a whole parade of women. They were all pregnant. It says, this is what happens after COVID-19.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know how to spend Easter.
I was thinking, this is not a good time for men and women to meet each other, is it?
No. Nah. You got to stay 10 feet away. That's not so good.
Yeah. Else it's true love.
I want to wash my hands.
Yeah. And everything else.
And what are you talking about? Maybe.
There's an ad. There's a joke about that, about meeting people. You know, the joke. Man with soap wants to meet woman with hand sanitizer for a clean, good fun.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
When did
what was
that,
the last part of it?
When sent that one to me? Did you get that one?
Mm-hmm. Who sent it to
you? You did.
I did.
Yeah, you said jokes.
Oh, I wouldn't send something like that out.
Yeah, you did.
The only problem is kissing is kind of a problem of that, but the rest of it's no problem.
Well, hey,
that's our problem, but the rest of it's no problem.
Let's get started, guys. All right, hang on. Sorry.
All right.
I had to go shopping, and that's why I'm late.
All right. Already, I got the dings win. I'm going to mute the phone lines and
muted.
It's the 8th.
This is, yes, April 8th.
Hold on, hold on.
The recording
hold on,
has started.
On.
Oh, this is April 8th, 2020. Wind and Carrie in Sedona. And it's that whole planet healing. It's our. I don't like this name, but I'll say it anyway. You got questions, we got answers. Now, I came up with it, but I don't like it, okay? It's too flippant. And plus, it makes it sound like we know everything. And we don't. We're...
You know, when our sources have suggested some time ago to call it Questions and Answers with the Elohim.
They suggested that?
Yeah, I think
That's probably better. Because for whatever reason, people think the Elohim know more than we do, okay?
No doubt.
All right. So, for anyone new, I'm sorry we're being so flippant. I'm not really sorry, but I don't want you to miss the fact that what we do here is pretty spectacular. And the guys that you're listening to, when they're coming on, used to be very quiet. They used to say, Wim, what should we know tonight? And I had to make pretend that I knew what to do. But I didn't know what to do. I carried the ball, and we have evolved, and we've learned something. And this is probably, you know, we're talking to the Elohim, and a lot of people, the Elohim is a fairly exalted source on the other side. And maybe, you know, if you believe everything they say, they're the most exalted source in the Matrix. They're right next to the one infinite creator. And they established a relationship with me at first when a new personal relationship suddenly started knocking me on the shoulder and saying, those guys want to talk to you again. And I was asking them questions. And they gave brilliant answers to my questions. And brilliant is not the right word. They gave answers to how everything worked that I never heard before. And I wasn't sure I could trust them. It took me a few years. But they never asked me to do anything. They just said to ask some questions. And then there was a new aspect to it. I guess about 2 years into it, when I learned they couldn't just, it wasn't that they could just answer questions. They could project energy into this realm from where they were, in a way that people could feel the energy and it would uplift people. People's chakras would open. And, you know, they're not a dog and pony show. I can't tell them, okay, guys, let's have a blast of energy. It doesn't work that way. But all I got to do is talk and be normal. And they start flowing in between my words. And I'm not crazy. And all these people on the call have been coming to the call and have felt that energy and that upliftment. And that's why they kept coming. Because particularly in today's world, right now, that's a good quality to access. And it's kind of like when you come into these calls that we're doing, it's like we're all in the same room together. And that's a good quality to access in the middle of a quarantine because you won't catch anything. And we share a lot of loving energy, and it's something that you have to grasp yourself. That's my experience. And it may not be everyone's experience. And maybe some people are listening because they love the way they answer questions. I mean, believe me, they answer questions about how the universe works that have never been answered in this realm, at least to my knowledge. So tonight we're going to ask some questions. And I give the disclaimer, don't believe everything they say. Consider it and sometimes there's bleed through where Terry answers a question from her own mind or partially her own mind. Although I'm not sure she has a mind that isn't
I've been working on that.
That isn't part of the Elohim as well. Because way back when she was an I think they said this, that she was an Elohim soul. Way back when, And then she came into this realm and had a bunch of crappy lifetimes. And occasionally...
Yeah, amazingly crappy.
And then amazingly, she kind of surfaced in this lifetime as this Catholic channeling saint, St. Catherine of Siena, where we're sure that was her. I mean, I don't. It took me... I investigate these things.
But, I know, I was reading books on it. Did you read this book? No.
And Catherine was a young girl that would go into the local Catholic church, and they would write down everything she said because they thought God was speaking to them through her. And St. Catherine's dialogues with God became a classic Catholic literature, still on Amazon.
Yeah, but it was higher than the book on reincarnation of Edgar Casey.
When I don't tell that to people.
Uh-oh.
Well, in any case, this is a fascinating ride we're on this call. And I better get to and ask some questions.
Yeah.
Now, the reason I'm just talking a lot is because we don't have that many questions tonight, okay? And everybody's mind is on the coronavirus. And anyone who's new who's listening is okay to ask questions. Or send them in, questions@intelligent-infinity.com. questions@intelligent-infinity.com.
Did you get my questions?
Did I get your questions?
Yeah, did you?
I did.
Okay.
And let's see here. One thing about questions, we cannot ask them to expose deep, dark agendas. Some people wonder about that. And we can't do that because when we've done this at different times and it's ended up where Terry gets attacked, okay? She's very sensitive, and if we talk about reptilians, she leaves her body and then goes to where the reptilians are, and they're answering the question, and she's going, yeah!
Send me out of here. When we have to leave the house immediately.
Yeah. So, in any case, let me open up our questions for tonight. And we do a little invocation of protection. Father, Mother, God, we ask for the presence of the light to surround and protect each person here. And any negativity be taken to the highest realms of light and be transmuted for the highest good of all concerned. We see ourselves in the flow of energy radiating from the center of the universe, through the galaxies, through the Milky Way, through the solar system, through the outer energies of planet Earth, through our bodies, and into the center of the Earth. Right now, we invoke a group energy connection while maintaining the sovereign integrity of our souls. And we invite those sources that are positive, service to others, honoring the law of one, to join with us. and we create a protected space that only the positive has access to. Anything not of that nature must leave now. And do we have our sources present?
Yes. We greet you in the light of the one infinite creator. We are an aspect of the Elohim group and of the Ra group, and so we call ourselves Ra'an. We have come together, us, the Ra group and the Elohim, part of the groups, to be able to come together for this group in particular to assist wherever we can, and if we can answer questions or in other ways assist, then we do. So we generally ask what questions you have and then see if we can answer in an assistive manner. If we ever say anything that doesn't make sense to you, disregard it, as it is not meant for you at that time. Sometimes people will have a question and it'll be your question, but the answers might not be your answer. They can be different answers depending upon the person, completely different answers for different people based upon how the question relates to them. We would like, hold on a minute. We are positioning ourselves to come directly to each and every one of you. We come directly to you, not through the telephone line, not through the computer. That is where the voice comes from. We come just directly to you. Therefore, it is a little bit slower. There's a time lag between the time we come to you and the time of the voice on the call. We would like to just briefly revisit Bonnie Penner's your question from last week, where you talked about your recurring dream. In this dream, there was an invisible machine that would not work. And the dream is repeatedly attempting to get the invisible machine to work. And also, there is a group of people in the dream watching. So we would like to just briefly address that, as it is a recurring dream, and we would like to ask if this is perhaps a recurring situation in your life, where in the current situation, there are a group of people in, say, the restaurant, or who are waiting and watching. Of course, now with the current situation, there is another whole aspect to what is going on with restaurants. But the people are waiting and watching, and this is a perfect opportunity to be in connection, to connect with these people, find out what it is that's going on with them, to just really touch base and get acquainted with them, say on the telephone, how are they doing. It is a perfect opportunity to these people that in the dream are waiting and watching to get in touch with the people that are there and are involved and that you feel responsible for. And they, to some extent, they also are responsible also. So those are just some of our comments. In further looking at your recurring dream, thank you. Do you have other questions from other people?
Yes, but I want to ask a couple questions right off the bat that I think are important to the times we're in, okay?
Okay.
And you know, there's a lot of different things going around about this virus, and it does seem to me, no matter what anyone else says, it seems to me that it is highly contagious, and you do have to take precautions. Is that a correct assumption?
It is. However, it is not totally as it seems. As you know, there are people that have various illnesses. For instance, they have heart disease, and they've had it for years, and they've been on medicine. They've been taking for years, which has made their body toxic and helped to weaken their immune system. And then if they go into the hospital for that, and they will give all these people a virus test, and if they test positive and the person dies, they label this COVID-19 death. So this may not be, it may be because of the heart disease, and also the tests are not totally accurate. So there can be a higher number of people that are supposedly dying of the virus when they're not. Is it contagious? Yes, it is. And so it does pay to, as people were singing, to wash your hands. And to wash your doorknobs, and to run over it with some alcohol wipes or something to disinfect it. It's a good idea anyway, because, you know, years go by and people don't do that. They don't wash, they don't think to wash their doorknobs, but for any contagious disease, it is good to wash your doorknobs now and then. So, yes, it is contagious. It is good to be clean and sanitary, and to pay attention to keeping clear of kissing someone with COVID-19. Thank you.
Okay, next question is, there's a lot of indications that there's a connection between 5G and this virus. And yesterday, there was somebody that had a map showing all the areas with 5G concentration were also the areas that were having outbreaks of this virus. Now,
yes.
It might be, I didn't study it carefully, it might be because they're in the cities and there's more people coming down with it in the cities. But I also occurred to me that it's the 5G is provoking the virus.
Yes, and we addressed that in our Sunday talk.
Yeah.
In that the 5G can activate the virus because of the frequencies and the power with which it is emitted.
Yes. Okay. And it's the specific frequency of 5G that makes a big difference, correct?
Yes. There are certain 5G emissions that can block uptake of oxygen into the system, and that is one of the symptoms of coronavirus is difficulty in breathing.
Okay.
There are doctors that have said it's like a high altitude sickness, and there's less oxygen at high altitude, so there is a connection definitely.
And one more question. I'm sorry, but these are all questions that are relevant for everybody right now, okay? And the question is, on Monday, we did an activation with water, with Lauren.
Yes.
And my question is it possible to activate water remotely and put healing energy into it that would give people more protection from this virus or anything else?
Yes, it is.
And were you guys, I asked you guys to work with us. Were you doing that?
Yes. We are in, give us a moment. The crew here on this side is, say, yes, 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 yes. There's many on this side saying, yeah, they are working with you guys. And
thank you guys so much.
Guy.
Thank you. Thank you so much for helping us. So we should do that often then, right? That water blessing. Okay. And I see that Pauline just sent in a question. And
Pauline W?
No, Pauline that I'm not familiar with, okay?
New York?
Well, Pauline, I don't want to say her last name, okay? And Pauline, let me tell you something about your question. I can't ask that question because I can't ask it and have our sources take somebody else's inventory publicly, okay? It becomes like, who do you trust? You trust my sources? There's a lot of light beings. There's a lot of people doing positive things. And I don't want to take anybody else's inventory. And I might do it privately if somebody was getting screwed up by something and they wanted, and they trusted our sources. But you're new and you have to get to the point where you trust our sources to even begin to get an answer to a question like that without me going into some kind of violation. Because free will is tantamount, okay? So but thank you for asking. We'll ask any other question, okay? Now, if you ask
a question. We would like to address that in this manner. If you have an individual that you don't know whether you trust them or not, and let's say it's some three-letter agency and someone is speaking, you can get some guidelines by recording the speech if it's legal to record it, and then run the speech in reverse. And sometimes you can get clues with little bursts of speech, forward speech and backward speech, that can give you some clue as to the veracity of the person giving the speech.
Yes, and check everything out. Don't ever assume because somebody says light beings that they're light, that they really are light beings and they're not grays. Okay, check it out and don't be deceived. Even by us calling our sources the Elohim, you shouldn't believe it as I say it. I didn't believe it when they started talking to me. I said, why are they talking to me? I'm not qualified for this. So it's like, be skeptical. It's like, watch something. And it's not just miracles. Miracles are not enough to give up your power for. You have to feel on a deep level, the intent. Okay?
Well, we can remind you that the Lucifer is able to do miracles.
Thank you. Thank you for reminding us. And Bonnie Penner has asked a question about water. The latest subject of interest for me is water, the only substance capable of existing in three states, solid, liquid, and vapor, crucial to life. Now we are discovering that water has additional physical states as well. Astrologically, my Cancer Sun and Scorpio Moon says I am a water baby, and the idea that water has consciousness really resonates with me. This is from Bonnie Penner's, if I didn't say that. At what point in creation did water begin? And does water exist in other dimensions? I include water while expressing gratitude during whole planet healing, and am sure water hears us. Please tell us more about my favorite element.
Thank you. It does exist in other densities. It is fluid. It is change. It is growth. And it is vital for life in the human race. The body is made up of a large percentage of water. Does that help?
Okay, we'll just leave it at that. Now, Dharmananda listened to George Norrie, and somebody there, wasn't John Rappaport, was the other guest, says the reason we are being sequestered in our home is they don't want us to panic because the 3.5 mile wide asteroid is coming towards us and may hit the Earth at the end of April. And a huge comet is also coming in May. And then he said Nibiru is coming close as well. Can you please tell us if any of that is true? And can you deflect those objects if it's true? Dharmananda. Thank you, Dharmananda, for
Thank you.
Being bold.
There is an asteroid coming. And close. However, we do not expect the trajectory will bring it to collide with Earth. Although there is some concern about that, concerning what was some of the other things that he was concerned about?
An asteroid, a comet, and Nibiru.
Oh, yes, Nibiru. We also do not see that this is a danger as it is too far away. And the other thing he was concerned about was the National Guard. We do not see the the full projection of the National Guard to the extent he was predicting.
Now, he didn't ask anything about the National Guard.
Are you
reading his mind?
About... No.
Okay.
No.
Okay.
No.
All right. And let's see. Don Herman. If you don't mind, Don, let me just see. We do have 2 or 3 minutes, okay? And you know, when I read your question, Don, I'm going to try to answer your question, okay? And then I'll let them correct my answer, all right? And do you have any suggestions for people trying to incorporate co-creation into their group intention exercises? You know, the idea of co-creation is it's the intention that creates the co-creation. You can't do it intellectually. You can't do it by, how would I say it? By some kind of, well, I won't say you can't use a ritual, because I think when people chant, like do Om, or even they chant bhajans, what happens is their voices are all the frequencies, and you get all these overtone frequencies, and it starts to open up the chakras, and it becomes co-creative, okay? That's the one thing I can say you can do to inspire a co-creative energy. But it's like not something you can intellectualize, because until you learn to have the intention, then you can still have co-creation, but it won't be a strong co-creation. Now let me turn it over to our sources.
Thank you. The higher the intention, the higher, the brighter your light burns, the higher the emanation from you, the more you stand out like a dim star in the heavens. The more you stand out above the den of all of the others, and the more you stand out, the more you burn brightly, the more you are a voice in the firmament, the a voice in the universe, a voice in all of the other frequencies within planet Earth. And you do not need to even realize that we are there, but we and other aspects of creation notice you. It is like a child who is stuck in, like, can't walk yet, and he needs to be fed, and so his voice can scream for something, and the mother can know what it is that he is needing. Thank you.
You know, Don, or anyone else, everyone else, there's a catch-22, okay? And the catch-22 is the more you can stand out, the more you can inspire co-creation in a group. When I say stand out's not the right word. Stand out with high intention and connections to higher sources. But the catch-22 is, it's very scary to do that the first time or the first times you try, because you're suddenly like a flag waving in the wind. and you're vulnerable, and then you get scared, and somebody says something negative to you, like, you're really weird. And then you back
you shouldn't
down and
listen,
say,
like you should listen to that video. Like, I'm the silent person overlooking it, and
yeah.
We will now just simply delete it.
Then we gotta go.
Make it go 404.
Yeah, and we gotta go. We gotta get to our other call. But practice that. Get over fear, and you'll get good at co-creation. You know, don't play it safe. You can't play it safe and make that happen. You have to go beyond playing it safe. Okay. And that note.
But you need to be. You need to have your wits about you and not be foolish.
Play it safe, but don't play it foolish, right? In any case, it's a good question, though. And let's unmute everybody, guys.
Unmuted.
Thank you.
Don't say goodbye yet. Wait a second. I just want to say we're going over the whole Planet Healing. 712-770-4340. 712-770-4340. PIN 250-513#. And anyone new, I hope you'll come. And thank you for being here. And that's all. We'll see you in a moment.
Thank you, Vin. Thank you, Terry.
Thank you,
Sarah. Him.
Thank you, everybody.
Thanks. Who's ever interested in the structured water units, get a hold of Terry, and we'll let you know about it. And you get discounts.
Thank you.
Thank you, thank you.
Thank you, bye.
Love, 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 bye.
Thank you for the additional information, Terry. I got it. I really, really got it.
Mm-hmm. Wonderful. Great,
thank
great.
You. Thank you so much.
Bonnie?
Yes.
When you figure this out, be sure and take us all with you.
Okay. No, but I mean, I really got it. It made a lot of sense to me today. Thank you.
Thank you.
I love you guys.
Love you,
much
too.
Love to you and to everyone.
Okay, see
love
you in a minute.
Life. Okay.
Bye.
Let's heal the
bye.
Planet. Much love. All right.
Thank you, Hayes, for your service.
This session is no longer being recorded.
Nada, senor.
All right. Here we go.